This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. KYUK is running a series of profiles on Bethel City Council candidates ahead of the October 5th election. There are six candidates running for four open seats. Each seat is for a two-year term. KYUK municipal reporter Olivia Ebert spoke to candidate Eric Whitney about his priorities for the city.
Eric Whitney wants to make Bethel a more fun and more safe place to live. Whitney served one term on the Bethel City Council about a decade ago. He's called Bethel home for nearly 23 years and has done a lot of volunteer work along the way. He builds the tripod for the Kuskokwim Ice Classic, has volunteered for Bethel Community Services Foundation, runs the fireworks display for the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race, and works with his church's Friday Night Meal program. Whitney says his priorities as a council member are building trails and making roadways more accessible for pedestrians and recreators, as well as supporting the public safety of Bethel. During his interview with KYUK and during the KYUK Bethel City Council Candidate Forum, Whitney also voiced his support for the City of Bethel's recent move to require vaccinations for all employees. Whitney says Bethel has been doing a good job being, quote, proactive with its pandemic mitigation strategies.
I would agree with the efforts to require our police officers to be vaccinated. If you're out to protect and serve the public, if you have a reliable method of doing that, such as a vaccine, will limit the spread and reduce the severity of any illness, that should be taken advantage of.
If he has one criticism of the current council, it's that he thinks they can spend more time listening to their constituents. Whitney says he intends to do that. Energy efficiency is another issue close to Whitney's heart. For a while, he ran a business conducting energy ratings on homes and sat on the now disbanded City Energy Committee during his prior city council term. He says that as a council member, he'd like to focus on developing energy-efficient, affordable housing for residents.
We could develop new housing or encourage the development of new sustainable housing that's energy-efficient enough so that it's not expensive to live in, doesn't cost that much to heat. And maybe possibly looking at old neighborhood developments that have failed and revisiting those, like Harrelson.
Whitney says voters should pick him for city council because he has council experience and wants to, in his words, move Bethel forward. The municipal election will be October 5th, and early voting has already begun. To learn more about voting in the Bethel municipal election, head to KYUK.org. While there, you can listen to a full interview with Eric Whitney and to the entire Bethel City Council Candidates Forum. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Turning to COVID coverage, Governor Mike Dunleavy painted a stark picture of the state's COVID-19 woes as a surge in cases of the Delta variant put hospitals in crisis mode. He announced Wednesday the state has contracted 400 additional healthcare workers from the lower 48 and switched to crisis standards of care to alleviate the strain on hospitals. He said the onslaught of hospitalizations due to COVID-19 is leading to burnout for healthcare workers.
So our capacity here in Alaska, as in other places, is actually shrinking at a time when this variant is growing and causing more cases to go up.
The state signed an $87 million contract to send 300 registered nurses and 100 certified nursing assistants and patient care technicians to the state. Those healthcare workers will be distributed based on need and are scheduled to arrive next week. The emergency order that governs the state's Department of Health and Social Services was amended to include crisis standards of care. A few hospitals were already operating this way, but now the guidelines are statewide. Chief Medical Officer Ann Zink said that means the state is approaching care like it would in a disaster.
When resources are really limited, it's primarily around physical resources, like not having enough ventilators and how to be using such resources in a limited capacity. Our primary focus is how to make sure that every Alaskan is able to get the care that they need.
The state leads the nation in infection rates, according to the New York Times, which are often an indicator of hospitalizations to come. Dunleavy said the state is, quote, on top of this, but reiterated to Alaskans how serious the situation is.
The virus is real. It's causing more infections. It's causing more people to go to the hospitals. It's causing more deaths. This is a fact.
Dunleavy has resisted calls to declare a statewide disaster declaration or to mandate preventative measures like masking. He asked Alaskans to, quote, seriously consider being vaccinated against COVID-19. Moving to hunting. Hunters along the lower Kuskokwim River have harvested fewer moose this fall than in recent years. KYUK's Greg Kim provides an update on this fall's harvest numbers.
The moose hunting area between the mouth of the Kuskokwim River and Kalskag is referred to as RM615. That region is split into Zone 1 and Zone 2. State biologist Patrick Jones wrote in an email that as of Tuesday, hunters had reported 122 bull moose harvested in Zone 1 and 20 bulls harvested in Zone 2. That's about half as many bull moose as were harvested in Zone 1 last year. Part of the reason for the decrease is because Zone 1 was open to hunting for 11 days last year compared to 9 days this year. But this year's Zone 1 harvest is also lower than every year since 2016. Jones said he did not have a good explanation for why moose harvest numbers have been low this year. He said about 40 moose usually get reported very late. If reported, this would close the gap for the state's harvest objective this year. Almost 2 weeks have passed since Zone 1's hunting period closed. If you haven't already done so, you can report your harvest at hunt.alaska.gov. Jones said the lower Kuskokwim moose population is healthy and growing. In 2020, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game counted over 3,000 moose in Zone 1, compared to just over 500 in 2008. Jones said year-to-year fluctuations in harvests are normal. Jones said 1,600 hunters have been issued a permit to harvest a bull moose this fall. That's less than last year, but more than average. Those hunters still have an opportunity to take a moose in Zone 2. The Federal Subsistence Board extended the hunting period in that area by 2 weeks this year. Zone 2 closes at 11:59 p.m. on October 15th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.